Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Since we're just talking football, just adding a little new news here. Adam Schefter reporting that Deshaun Watson re-ruptured his Achilles and underwent surgery yesterday, putting his now 2025 season into jeopardy for the Cleveland Browns quarterback.
I'm legitimately just clicked open Twitter and seeing Browns fans celebrating that news. I'm not a Browns fan, but I'm seeing them excited. They like what they saw from Jameis Winston this year, and obviously Deshaun Watson comes with a lot of baggage, I'd say. To root for Deshaun Watson probably is a tough thing to do.
Now, they also have the number two overall pick in the draft as well.
The draft remains really interesting to me this year because I think, you know, based on some guys that are coming out, that want to come out, some guys that were projected early to have really strong grade. The Penn State quarterback, Drew Aller, had people were like, oh, man, first round pick. I mean, bro, no.
I would be hesitant at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you watched that game last night. Shedeur Sanders, again, like number one, it could be number one overall. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, the kid from Ole Miss probably made some of the best throws I've seen in bowl season. Jackson Dart, ungodly, like an ungodly arm. There's a few guys, but then you look at the kid that played for Penn State last night, Abdul Carter, coming off the edge with one arm. He had one arm. I mean, the shoulder was like hanging by a thread. He had one arm and he was a menace. He's declared he's going to go into the draft. Like, there's a lot of good talent. So who knows what you do? And if you're the Browns at two, Ben, I don't think you draft a quarterback. I don't, because you still have to pay Deshaun Watson for many, 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 many years to come.
You go with Jameis then next season.
Yeah, go with Jameis again, who did some good things for you, and maybe draft this defensive stud from Penn State. I mean, there's a lot of talent coming out. I mean, Travis Hunter is going to be in the draft.
Jameis. I actually like him a lot. You know, we had Jim Rogan in studio, yep, who worked with Jameis, but he also makes a lot of mistakes in terms of, you know, interceptions, and it's hard to win when your quarterback can't minimize the turnovers.
There's so many, dude. Cam Ward is out there. It's crazy. There's so many good players out there. So first round is going to be replete with talent, as it usually is. But the decision that these teams are going to have to make, some of the decisions are going to be insane.
Talk baseball and Padres and their arbitration numbers earlier in the program. I was just scrolling my Twitter feed, and our colleague, Matt Scraby, the Scrabinator from the Gwen and Chris program and his own show, in all caps just tweeted, pay the man, pay meaning the Michael man, King,
his money,
his $1.475 million difference. Apparently, you know, Matt Scraby doesn't think it's worth it to go to the first ever arbitration hearing in Padres' A.J. Preller tenure with Michael King. And he says, just capitulate today. Give him his $8.8 million that he's asking for rather than the $7.3 million or whatever the number is that the Padres have proposed for his salary for next season.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the sentiment. I really do, Matt. I, you know, it's not, you're not wrong in feeling like it would be nice to just avoid all of this entirely. At the same time, if they were going to reach a settlement, would have done it already.
Yes.
You know, if the Padres, I'm sure, had said the other day, all right, well, we can do 8.4. My guess is, Michael, okay, that's pretty close to what I'm going for. Let's just do that. It sounds like the Padres are pretty firm in their 7-something million range for Michael King, and that's what they feel like he's earned in, you know, his the raise that he's earned this offseason, which means if Michael King's truly thinks, no, I think I'm more closer to a $9 million pitcher, then there doesn't seem to be a common ground between the two sides, and I think unless they get a long-term extension done, probably are heading to an arbitration hearing coming up here in the next few weeks.
And again, it's not something A.J. Preller likes to do. In fact, the article in the UT talking about it said the quote was that he loathes it. He loathes doing that, devaluing a player, you know, maybe rattling a player's confidence even a little bit moving forward. It certainly leads to a lot of speculation, right? It leads to a lot of like, oh, well, this must be happening behind the scenes. As I said earlier, the jazz cigarette that I'm smoking that's full of copium, is, and not reefer, is the one that says, okay, we were a little bit off here. Why don't we work on a 3-year deal? Why don't we work on keeping you here for a few years? I saw somebody tweet earlier, we'll just defer a bunch of it. I don't think they're going to let the Padres defer a bunch of money like certain other teams are able to do. But I agree, man. You got to pay Michael King, and I want him here for.
Okay, they will pay him.
They will pay him.
If Michael King wins, they will pay him 8.8. If Michael King loses, they will pay him 7.325.
Yep.
He's under contract for next season. Either way,
he's going to be pitching for the Padres. My guess is,
just to be clear, you're not losing Michael King. Yeah, you could trade him if you wanted, but they're not. I don't think they're going to. I think they'd much rather sign him to that long-term extension. I do feel like whether or not this one goes to arbitration, Roky Sasaki will make his decision long before that. And it will be for an organization that in A.J. Preller's tenure has still yet to go to an arbitration hearing. And A.J. Preller has very much established in his tenure one of the most player-friendly executives in baseball history.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, to me, is one of the biggest selling points to the Sasaki team.
It would be.
It should be. That, you know, AJ has treated his players
like gold.
Incredibly well.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anyone around the league that would ever dispute that. It's like you'd look silly if Roky Sasaki went into a meeting with the Dodgers or the Rangers or the Cubs and said, hey, you don't want to play for A.J. Preller. He doesn't treat his players well. They'd laugh and go, everyone knows A.J. treats his players almost too well at times.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the great selling points of the Padres organization is A.J. Preller and his absolute respect and, you know, professionalism and love toward his own players. That has been very clear in the decade that he has run the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I mean, he's traded a ton of guys, but we've talked to him before, and he's agonized over a lot of these because he's been there. You know, he's got a scout's mind. He's got a scout's eye. He's put in a lot of work on these dudes, and not easy for him to pull the trigger on some of these deals that he has. But no, I agree with that sentiment. Again, Roky is such a fascinating, fascinating case study in baseball and where it is today. It's just going to be riveting to see where he goes. I mean, somebody had tweeted earlier or put in the chat earlier that John Heyman was reporting that the Padres would be out on Sasaki now because of the hubbub going on down at Petco Park. It's not what he said in the article. It said that some other executives are hoping that the hubbub that's going on down at Petco Park will dissuade Roky Sasaki
from
signing.
You're damn right they are.
I'm them, yes.
By the way, the reason they're hoping that is that they're afraid that Roky Sasaki has already picked the Padres.
Yep. Correct.
And that is, according to Bob Nightingale, we talked about it earlier this week, the prevailing sentiment among executives that Roky has been and is still leaning toward choosing the San Diego Padres. Now, he hasn't chosen them yet,
nope.
And he could change his mind, and I'm sure there are many teams that are doing everything they can, maybe to get him to change his mind, if that really is where he's at. And, yeah, they're going to hit him over the head with this ownership drama.
Sure.
And go, yeah, well, that's, you know, with the uncertainty, is that something you want to put right. yourself in part of? And I would wonder, how are the Padres responding to that behind closed doors? My guess is there's a lot of ways to respond to it. Like, hey, no matter who is, you know, the owner, we are all Team A.J. Preller. He's going to continue to be our president of baseball operations. You've been dealing and talking to A.J. Preller.
He ain't going
He's
anywhere.
Our guy. He's got a long-term contract. I mean, what is A.J.'s deal for? At least a couple more years. Like, he's not going anywhere. You know, we, like Peter Seidler, we all have full belief in A.J. Preller. He's the guy that you'll be dealing with. We'll continue to be dealing with going forward. Doesn't really matter. You know, we'll write the checks. We're not going to.
This is us talking ourselves anywhere. Into this
yeah,
as well.
Well
yeah.
I'm speculating as to what the Padres are telling
sure.
Roky Sasaki and his team.
Oh, yeah.
Something I would imagine to that effect. Like, this really doesn't impact you at all. We will be there.
Oh, and by the way, Roky, we're still going to value the hell out of you, and you're still going to pitch every sixth day, and we're still going to take yeah. good care of you, and you're still going to get endorsements, and there still won't be a ton of media, and all the things that you love yeah. to do, quality of life, you have that as well.
I'm sure they're minimizing. This really will have zero day-to-day impact on you and your experience with the San Diego Padres and all the people that you are working with, from Ruben Niebla to Mike Schilt to A.J. Preller to the team you know, of our trainers and our biomechanics lab.
Yep.
Everything that we've got and we were selling you doesn't change at all with any, you know, any uncertainty with ownership. This will all be in place, will continue to be in place going forward, and we will continue to build on this no matter what happens here.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'm telling Roky Sasaki if I'm the Padres at this point, and I don't have any reason to believe that that's not true as well, that, you know, I'm sure no matter who's running the Padres, they would like Roky Sasaki to be here, be happy, and want to be a member of the San Diego Padres going forward. So,
yeah, Hector in the chat, he's a Dodger fan, I believe. He said, well, they're nickel and diming Michael King right now. What are the chances that he will come here? Roky, again, has nothing to do with money. Nothing. It really doesn't. There's an international bonus pool. There's a certain amount that you can spend, and that's really going to be it.
Like, this is like the rare instance where the Padres can match the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, but it's also Hector. You got to remember what Ben just laid out the foundation for. They've never gone to arbitration with anybody in the 10 years that he's been here. They've never had to go to that hearing before. If it happens in a few weeks, Roky will already have committed here. So I'm not too worried about. I'm not worried about Michael King holding back a Roky Sasaki.
I think Roky Sasaki is looking at the next 6 years.
Yes.
After that, he'll be a free agent. He can go anywhere he wants. If all he wants to do is win in the next 6 years, go to the Dodgers then.
Yeah.
You know, go to the Dodgers.
Yep.
They're in the best position. They will continue to be in the best position. But if you don't want to go to the Dodgers, if you don't want to play in that giant media market, if you don't want to, you know, play second or third fiddle to Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and you're looking for other options, I think the Padres would be a great place for the next 6 years with Tatis and Manny Merrill. And Bogarts and Merrill and, you know,
DeVries
and Salas coming up. Yep. You've got the two of the top minor league prospects that are going to be hitting along with you, and you're going to be building around these guys. And if, you know, you can sell 6 years yeah. very easily to someone like Roky Sasaki for the San Diego Padres right now.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's that hard of a sell at the moment, even with what's going on, you know, ownership wise.
Sold me. You sold me just now. I'm sold. If I'm Roky Sasaki.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a little time out. Still have our Rindle report coming up. Last couple of segments of Ben and Woods on the way here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, my weekend is going to include some Prize Picks plays with the college football game tonight, with all the professional football games over the weekend. It is very easy to put together lineups. I know you can go as many as six players. You can go as few as two players. It's all up to you. I tend to go with the smaller lineups, go for the three lineup wins, and you're just picking more or less on stat projections, putting them together, and you can win. You can win five times your money, eight times your money, a thousand times your money on Prize Picks. It's all how you like to play it. But just sign up. Go to the website, prizepicks.com, download the app, use the code KWFN so you can get your $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. It's a great way to ease into it, figure out, you know, how you're playing. It's free money to just kind of get you going with your first pick. So do it this weekend and start running your game with Prize Picks. You know, look at the matchups this weekend. Look at your favorite players with passing yards, guys like Lamar Jackson passing yards, or you can go with rushing yards for different stars. It's really easy to do it. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Padres did announce yesterday that season tickets are sold out for 2025 yet again. Start the waiting list like they have the last couple of years. They made a few more season tickets available than last year, which means that's a new single season record for 2025. So any thoughts that Petco Park is going to be half empty, or it's not going to happen. It's going to be jam-packed like it's been the last few years. And, you know, if they have a good season, there's no reason to think that that's going to stop. But, again, like we've talked about Woods, if the Padres don't have a great season and they have some lingering ownership questions and payroll questions going forward, Well, then, you know, 2026 and 2027, you start to worry that, will they have the same kind of fan the last few years?
Well, but what they can't do is say, you know, like, it's important too, I think, now with that email coming out yesterday, the press release coming out yesterday too, that ownership, no matter who is making the calls and things like that, and I know there will be allegedly a vote in a few weeks and try to get some clarity on what's going to happen. So that from the fans' perspective, and I know it's very black and white, but the fans' perspective is this: okay, we did our part. Gave you our credit card. You got it. Paid this. Prices have gone up a little. You know, so your move, Chief. That's what the fan is saying.
I think from the team perspective, just as fairly, their point is we won 93 games last year. We had a heck of a season. And we believe we're going to have another good season this year. So
but the fan rebuttal is, prove it.
Until we don't, you know, there's no reason for you to doubt us at this juncture.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
Well, I don't know that you can say there's no reason to doubt. No reason. Right now, there's a reason to doubt. Spring training's not here yet. But right now, today, yes, there's a reason to doubt. There's a lot of uncertainty. And I think with uncertainty...
I mean, there's a reason to doubt the Yankees right now.
Oh, sure.
Now,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, they've made a lot of moves, but it's, you know, spring training isn't here yet. We've lost Juan Soto.
They still have moves to make. You know? There's a lot of teams right now, other than, I'd say, the Dodgers, that where the fans don't know.
We're
winning 120 games.
Not only do they have the World Series cachet, they've had an active offseason, yep. Of course. Yeah.
As Purple says, zero Major League Baseball free agents is a big reason to doubt. And as it stands, he is absolutely right today. The fans have done their part. They're going to be locked in at Petco Park.
Keep in mind, they also haven't traded anyone away
yep,
yet.
They've held on to everybody. It's all true. Nobody's wrong. You're not wrong. I'm not wrong. Nobody's wrong in this scenario. No, there's no right and wrong here. I think both parties are absolutely within their rights to feel the way that they feel.
In an ideal world, and we're not there yet, obviously, but in an ideal world, you put together a really great team. And then you keep that team together as long as possible.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to be signing a bunch of guys in the offseason. You're looking for a consistent team that you can keep that together for years to come. That's always been A.J. Preller's plan,
yes,
right? When he
yes,
was acquiring
yes,
everybody
yes, yes.
and giving them long-term contracts, the idea was...
The core.
I'm putting together this team, and this is going to be my team coming back. And eventually, if I do this right, I'm not going to have to make all these moves every year.
Yeah.
Because I'm... You know, I get it right, and this is going to be my team going forward. Now, they definitely have issues in places that they need to supplement the current roster. No one is disputing
yep.
that, and they need to get on that at some point. But I think we're more in the era of now, okay, we put the team together. This is our team. We believe in this team, and we're going to throw those guys out there for the next few years and hope one of these times... They win a World Series.
This is a good point. I Need Money said, we didn't do much last offseason at this time either. We had traded Juan Soto, but you know, we knew what the return was. We didn't know how it was going to work out. He said it was even more effed looking last offseason. You are absolutely not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. Jerkson Profar was not signed at this point. Jackson Merrill was a shortstop moving to center field. Is Fernando Tatis Jr. healthy? Manny Machado's knee, elbow surgery. Who's playing short? What's Xander going to do? They moved him.
The Dylan Cease trade was still 2 months away at this point.
This time last year, it was F.
Payroll is way down. Remember, last year payroll was down almost yeah. $100 million at this point.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. That
payroll is not down at all. In fact, it's up from where it was last year because
it's the rest. It's like somebody put it this way yesterday. I really liked it. It's the resting heartbeat payroll, right? It's the resting heartbeat payroll, and I really liked how that was put. So yeah, you're right. But I love the I Need Money quote of this time last year, there was way more uncertainty.
I'm not telling you you shouldn't be skeptical. Of course.
Well, also,
most fans are always going to be somewhat skeptical.
Another great point. JD said, it also looks bad because the Pods are in the NL West. The NL West has come out guns blazing.
I said, if you were in the AL Central right now.
Oh, we'd be set.
You wouldn't. Yeah, you go, oh, well, I'm just keeping pace with everybody
yeah.
else that's not doing anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, because you're in the NL West and all the other teams have been so active,
yep.
it feels like you're getting lapped. Like, yes. You know, other teams are going. You know, you're not just competing against those teams, though. You know, you're competing against everyone to win a World Series. So skepticism is fine. Skepticism is warranted. What's not warranted in my mind is already giving up on the fact that the Padres are ever going to be good again.
This year
is going to be bad. That's silly talk. Then you're getting way out of here. If you're saying, no, there's no way this team could be good. Yeah, there's a lot of ways this team could be very good this year.
It's so massively hypocritical of me. And I'll wear this one. I'll wear this one like 96 to the ribs. I got to tell you, I have been on this program with you for 7 years talking about how much I hate power rankings. I hate them. They're stupid. They're pointless. Looking at the MLB power rankings yesterday and seeing the Padres at sixth gave me a small, tiny sense of peace where I drove home and I went, what do they know that I don't know? Okay, maybe you are just a miserable sack of S. I did. It gave me a small, tiny fingernail's worth of hope.
It's weird because usually we're going, why do those idiots have us at 16? We're way better than that. They're not giving us any credit. And now you're going like, what do they know that I don't know? That they have a six?
I fully admit it's such a hypocritical move to be like, hey, only care about power rankings when they make you feel good, not when they make you feel bad.
So
I get it.
I'll let you in a little secret on how I go about this job in particular. Talking about the Padres on the air, on the flagship station, 5 days a week for 4 hours a day. You know, I know my job is to come with some opinions and my thoughts on the team. But I always think, what if I make an opinion? Is there a chance that in 1 week this is going to sound really stupid? So if we come out and say, oh, this has been a disastrous offseason, and Roky Sasaki then decides to sign with the Padres in 1 week, next Friday is what, January 17th?
Yeah.
Could be the day.
Yeah.
We could be, you know, at some point, you know, finding out later in the week. If he does that, we're all going to be pretty happy, right? Right, you know.
Minus the pretty. Yeah. We're going to be ecstatic.
I'm going to at least let that play out for another week before I really start, you know, letting my heart go in any direction this offseason in how they're doing. Because I do believe that, you know, that's going to be a pivotal moment this offseason.
Oh yeah.
You talked about, you know, the other dominoes that need to fall, Bregman and, you know, that are still out there that are going to impact what other teams are looking for in trades and moves that the Padres
Tanner
could
Scott,
make.
Tanner Scott, yeah.
So, again, I have to be a little patient here. You know,
It's not easy, man. I know.
Opening day is still 2.5 months away.
Can we agree that if Roky goes somewhere else, the dooming is going to be magnified intensely? It's going to be a dark cloud.
Not
going to
help.
No.
Not going to help.
It's going to be hard. And I know you don't like to be shocked, like physically shocked, but I'm going to have to put a shock collar on you if you try to bright side it and say, well, spring training's now only 2 months away instead of two.
I'm not bright siding. You know, they're one of, you know, 20 teams at least that are trying to get him. I'm not going to be surprised if they don't get him. You can't frame it as, oh, what a disaster. The Padres
sure
were overwhelming favorites to get him, and then they didn't. Because I don't think they've
can,
ever...
I can and I will.
I mean, the Dodgers have always been considered the favorites by most of baseball to get him. So you can't ever say, oh, the Padres messed this up badly.
No.
They were shoe-ins to get Sasaki, and then they didn't get him. They've always been considered dark horse candidates.
No, they have not. Not dark horses. No, they've been mentioned as the one of two.
One of...
So it's 50% chance.
Of four or five.
Fine. It's very dark. And if you try to polish this one up, it may be our first physical scrap.
My life is happier if he does pick the Padres.
Yeah, all of ours is, my
let's
friend.
Say that. All right, we'll come back. Paul Reindl's got a Reindl report, a couple of headlines to end the week, stuff we didn't get to, leading up to the Annie and Elston program at 10 o'clock with more Ben and Woods coming up on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, my friends, I don't know if you've heard me talking about it, but if you're a California sports fan, good news, Underdog is available to play in our state here. Best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are ice cold. You can actually bet on both. So, or you know, make your picks on both. Over 5 million happy players, $2 billion won. Underdog makes it fun and easy to cash in on all your favorite athletes' performances. There's going to be a lot. It's going to be so fun to play Pick'em during the NFL playoffs. It's going to be in tonight's game as well. The Texas Longhorns against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Should be some movement there as well. All you got to do is choose higher or lower on player stats, yards, touchdowns, interceptions, and more. You can cook up some entries for a shot to win real cash prizes all playoff longs. They've got really cool boosts that you can do. You can do the double flex option. You can take two L's, turn them into a win. There's a lot to do. It's a really fun app to play with. I've had a lot of fun playing with it. So check it out today. Underdog, the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app Underdog. Sign up with promo code Woods and deposit now. You'll get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Promo code is Woods. Must be 18 and over. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Yeah, I forgot our beloved Italian Paul is a Penn State fan. Just came in and congratulated me, and I congratulated him like either of us had anything to do with that victory last night. But what a hard-fought battle that was. Holy smokes. I'm looking forward to a big game tonight. A fun one. I hope it's as good as last night's.
I think, I have Ohio State winning.
Yeah.
It's possible that Texas's, you know, local fan base is going to make that a close and fun game.
You know what I'll say, too? I was not the world's biggest Steve Sarkisian fan. Head coach at USC.
He's a different person than he used to be.
A lot of people are saying this. I saw a guy tweet this morning. Marcus Freeman's ability to make people that hate Notre Dame actually root for Notre Dame is his greatest accomplishment, and you're seeing a lot of that. A lot of people are saying, a guy said, oh, I realized, you know what growth is? I didn't hate Notre Dame. I hated Brian Kelly. I hated Charlie Weiss. Right? Like, I was like, yeah, okay, there it is. Marcus Freeman makes it easy to root for him. And I'll say this about Sark. The difference and the changes that he's made, I love that guy now. I mean, I genuinely like that dude a lot.
Clearly, he's battled demons.
He has.
And has cleaned up,
yep,
you know, his life in many ways.
And
his time with Nick Saban turned out to be a godsend for him in his career. And he's a different head coach than he used to be.
I really enjoy that guy now. I enjoy his demeanor. I enjoy how he talks to the media. I enjoy how he talks to his players. I noticed a lot about him in the last game they played. I just think he's great. I think he's great. And I think his team is capable of winning that game tonight as well. I'll be rooting for him, but I did put my money on Ohio State.
Adam Paul in the chat.
The phrase is a leader of men.
Yeah.
And he seems like a really good leader of men.
No question about it.
Adam Paul in the chat says, bet you didn't know this. Steve Sarkisian was actually a coach on staff at SDSU for a hot minute.
Nice.
Well, Adam, I didn't know that. When was he on the San Diego State coaching staff? I did not know. I was not aware of that. Even if it was for just a hot minute. Before we get to the Rondo Report, question for you. Mm-hmm. Tier 1, our friend Amazon, Andrew, tweeted at me about an hour ago. He says, I know he took a screenshot from our YouTube stream. He says, I know he lost his voice, but did Ben Higgins forget how to wear a hat?
Oh, no.
What did I do wrong? Am I doing something wrong with my hat?
I mean, I said Riz earlier, and I got dragged for it.
You picked out this hat when
I did.
We hit the goat during the Wishbone Brawl.
Look at me straight. Hats just look weird on you. I've said it before. I'm sorry. They just look strange on you.
I don't think there's any. I mean,
yes, I don't think you're wearing it wrong.
I mean, it's on my head. It's snapped in the back. I'm not supposed to wear it in any other way.
Do something for me. Flip it around. Let's see how you look with backwards hat. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. Polly, look at that.
Oof.
All right, turn it back.
No Riz at all.
Zero Riz.
Do I need to break in the
bill?
No,
man, I think it's the crown, the cone.
You picked this out.
Paulie, look at him.
You picked this hat out for me.
Paulie, tell me.
It's a great hat. It's a melon
hat.
It's terrific.
You don't see any problem?
No.
Getting dragged on the internet for my hat wearage.
Can I say this, too? I don't look as good in hats as I used to look in hats. I don't. There's been a paradigm shift. There's been a shift where I only have a couple.
Has the hats changed or has your head changed?
I think it's my head.
Not the hats. The way they make hats?
I think so.
They make hats differently now than they used to.
Ray said, wear it on the table.
Just put it down. Am I not straight enough?
I mean, I don't know. Is it crooked? It says the bill looks longer on one side. Yeah, maybe that does look kind of funny. Poor Betty.
Self-conscious.
I'm sorry.
All of a sudden.
Well, you're losing your hair, and now you don't look good in a hat. Maybe let's try a different array of hats for you.
We've tried hats before.
Newsboy? You think you can pull off the newsboy?
Newsboy hat.
Yes. Well, you need a whole new look. Fedora?
I need hats to wear, like, for golf, you know, to keep the sun out of my eyes.
How about a hat with press on the side?
Yeah, with a little card.
You've got a problem. No?
I mean, we could try it.
You got a problem.
Your hat sucks.
I've never looked great.
You got a problem.
I know that.
You got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem. You got a problem.
That's thank you, Paul.
Impressive. I don't have a great shape of my head, and it doesn't work with hats. It doesn't work without hats. I'm sorry. I have a weirdly shaped head.
I don't look good in hats anymore either. They don't make them the same way, I don't think. Man, when we go out to fantasy camp, we'll get the team hats, you know? And I put that thing on, and my head looks four sizes bigger than what it normally does. It just does. It probably looks good in hats. I just can't do it. Yeah, go with the Kangol. That actually is the hat that probably looks the best on you. That's Newsboy. Look at that. That's not bad. Hear ye. It looks pretty good. Derby. It's like a derby hat. That's not bad. You look like you're a mobster.
I don't look like
really
a mobster.
Good.
I really don't.
So he said, how about a do-rag? Yeah. That looks all
right. Doesn't really keep the sun out of your eyes, though.
No. Yeah. It looks good. That's much better.
There's like no bill.
I think that's what people were hoping for. Lack of a bill. I need money says it looks stupid as hell. So you can't really please everyone. Sorry.
I don't think I'm pleasing anyone. All right, we'll check traffic, and then we'll get to our Rindle report to wrap things.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
A lot of stuff going on.
There's so much happening right now. Ben's in a Santa hat now. He's made the switch.
I was just seeing what we had available in the studio, and so, you know, switched to the Santa hat. Actually, probably the best choice
of the bunch
at this point.
Year-round
Santa hats.
that is a bold fashion statement. Like, hey, bro, Christmas over. Like, I don't know. I just wear this. This is just my hat.
This is my look.
No, I will say that is a completely 100% original look. No one has ever done that. No one's ever worn a sand hat all
June.
Year. June. You're out playing golf. Please make that your scene. We go to interview players at spring training in Santa hat. I'll give you $100. I'll give you $100 if you do a whole day at spring training in Santa.
What if we just do every day is a different holiday thing, like Halloween? Ben shows up as Frankenstein. We're like, oh, getting a little early Halloween vibes.
The mess shirt will be a player at spring training for sure.
4th of July, you can red, white, and blue.
Yeah, this is a red, white, and blue top hat. That is great. Yeah, he's just looking for an identity, as Tyler says. Yeah, I get it, man. You get older and you start looking.
I just realized the reason no one wears Santa hats
it's all year.
It's hot. It's unpleasant.
All right, Paulie, take it away, buddy.
We will start off in college football. A little surprising story yesterday, I think. Carson Beck, Georgia's quarterback, has entered the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought he was declaring for the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And I believe he did declare for the draft, and then now he has reversed course. But instead of returning to Georgia, he wants to enter the transfer portal for one more season. And ESPN is reporting that Miami would be the favorite to land Carson Beck.
He's got a lady friend that attends there.
That makes sense then.
He doesn't really.
Next year.
Leaving Georgia for Miami makes sense all of a sudden. I don't know about that.
If your lady friend is there.
Leaving Georgia for the NFL makes sense.
Yes. Correct.
Leaving Georgia for almost any other school is kind of surprising.
They,
when you're the starting quarterback.
Well, but Miami has an insane amount of NIL.
Uh-huh.
Like, suspiciously a lot of NIL money.
Can it be suspicious anymore? I don't think it can.
Georgia obviously has a ton, but...
It all comes from that guy, by the way.
But Miami seems to have the biggest NIL coffers. And, I mean, why not keep all your options open? I can go to the NFL. I can transfer. I can come back to Georgia.
What happened was this. He has an agent, and he said, I want to go to the NFL. And so his agent got on the phone and goes, hey, what is he looking like? And everyone said, third round pick. Buddy, don't go to the NFL. You got to go out and play another year. All right, I'll go down. I'll play with Miami. I'll get a big fat $7 million.
That's different when you were used to making zero in college football, but now you're making a ton in college football.
Yeah,
maybe more than you would be making in the NFL next season.
Bro, he's not good enough to be a first round pick in the NFL. He's just not. So, and there's probably a few guys that are doing that aren't, but they'll learn the hard way. But yeah, he's going to make a bunch of cash, going to go play in a different environment, college football environment in Miami than in Georgia. Still a very serious one. They take their football very seriously in Miami. But, yeah, I mean, probably a good business decision for him.
All right, we'll move on to the NFL. We have an update to a story we talked about the other day, the Raiders firing Antonio Pierce.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I was surprised.
We spent a good chunk of time saying, well, what are they going to do with Tom Telesco? I mean, that wasn't really his pick, so they're going to give him some more time to get his guy in there. Well, no. He's been fired.
He's out.
Tom Telesco has been fired by the Las Vegas Raiders, so now they need a new GM. I guess that'll probably be the first hire. Mm-hmm. He will then pick his head coach, of course, with the help of ownership, Tom Brady,
yes,
and everything. But, yeah, fresh start for the LA or Las Vegas Raiders.
Somebody said how that's the dream, right? Like, that's the absolute dream to have the fresh start. The both heads.
I think
heads of those are out. That then makes it a much more attractive opportunity for somebody to come in, be able to hire their guy, whatever, and move forward.
I do think you're pretty pissed if you're Tom Telesco, I think. You're going, I just got here, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't... We've been thinking, like, a one-year plan, a three-year plan, and a five-year plan. Like, really? Already?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was surprising, I thought.
I'm curious. What changed in the last two days? Why didn't you just do it when you fired Antonio Pierce?
Exactly.
And I don't know. I mean, Telesco, remember, he didn't even have a break. He was the Chargers GM. He was fired. Hired him with the Raiders weeks later.
Yeah.
I assume he signed a multi-year deal, so they're probably going to have to pay him for at least the next 2 or 3 years. Eh. I don't think it's the worst outcome in the world for Tom Telesco. Here's my speculation. And again, I know nothing about this. But we know that Tom Brady was going to take an active role in hiring the coach. My guess is Tom Brady was going, I don't think Tom Telesco is the right guy to pick the coach. I said it yesterday. He's been terrible at hiring head coaches. Let's just keep him out of the process entirely. Yeah. How do you keep the GM out of the head coach hiring process?
Right.
By firing the GM. Correct. You know, that's really the only solution, I think. So I think they just realized, okay, time to hire a head coach. How's this going to work? We don't really want Tom part of it. Well, if you don't want him part of it, then he's not really your GM anymore.
Yeah,
good point.
Exactly.
All right, you're fired. We'll move on. Find someone else. I bet they hire a coach before they hire a GM.
No.
Yeah. I bet Tom Brady and they decide on the coach, and then they maybe hire the GM. Or they hire a coach and give him a lot of GM
power
or something. Yeah.
Bill Belichick would have been a name, but he says he's firmly committed to North Carolina.
Pete Carroll.
He interviewed with the Bears this week.
Yeah.
But he could get an interview.
Yep.
Interesting. All right, and then finally, I don't know, because we were kicking around about five different ideas, and right before we hit the air here, Woodsy threw one out at me for a curveball, and I'm trying to actually get all the details, so I'll throw that curveball right back at Woods. You wanted to talk about TikTok?
Yeah, a lot of news going around about TikTok. Now, we've heard that this may have been a thing for a while, but the Supreme Court is hearing arguments this morning on whether to overturn or delay a law that could lead to a ban on TikTok in the U.S. in the coming days.
So I know this has been brewing for a while.
Yep, been brewing for a while. It's got bipartisan support, signed Biden. The law is set to take effect on January 19th, Ben.
So you're saying that in this country where no one can agree on anything, that both sides have come together and have said, we are done with Sammy Levitt's end of year TikTok quote, and we need to get rid of this platform entirely.
So I tweeted something the other day. Not I had forgotten that this was coming down, but it's the reason that I don't have TikTok downloaded. My time suck on a daily basis is already filled. I'm filled. I don't have room for another time sucking app on my phone. I've never really liked TikTok. I've been pretty vocal about it, mostly because I find it hard for me to do a TikTok. But I've gone down the rabbit hole on Twitter of TikToks. Like, I saw one the other day. People are making country music, and they're putting them on TikToks. It's the worst thing I've ever heard. And I watched three of them, and I found myself going, I want more. Because I'll do an hour on it, maybe next week. Paulie, I got them. I haven't even sent them to you yet. It's the worst thing you've ever heard. And they're real. They're not, they're like trying to be earnest. Like, this is my new country song. It's so bad that you can't stand it. So it will suck me into a vortex of wasting my entire day, forgetting to feed my family, forgetting to exercise, forgetting to walk, you know, outside. So they want to get rid of this thing. But then I thought about the Sammy.
Getting rid of it?
I thought about the Sammy Levitt.
They're worried
of the
about
world.
The Chinese. Like, they control the app, so they could like use it against us somehow. I mean, not that Facebook and X haven't turned into cesspools of hate already anyway. But yeah, they're worried about potentially the app being used against the United States.
Espionage or blackmail? For China to advance its geopolitical interests, sowing discord and disinformation during a crisis. Okay. Yes,
all of our other social media sites.
Like every other social media
do.
Sites do. That said, but those aren't owned by China, right?
Right.
So that's
fine.
Thing. But I was thinking, probably the first person that came into my head was Sammy Levitt.
Yeah.
But Sammy Levitt's a TikTok star. There's no getting around it. He's a TikTok star. He'll have to pivot. He'll have to find something else.
I think he's got 200,000 followers on Instagram.
On Instagram? God, 200,000.
I thought so.
That is insane. So I don't know, man. I don't know if this thing's going to go.
I thought he'd be okay.
I don't know if it's going to actually go away. I have some friends that are really bummed about it. They've learned a lot on TikTok.
300,000.
300,000.
Whatever happens, Coldplay will find their Sammy Levitt quote
audio
in 12
somewhere.
Months again. They will find it somewhere. Reese Witherspoon will find it. They will find Sammy Levitt on some sort of social media platform on December 29th, 2025.
Elisa says Sammy is a Chinese spy. Confirmed. Yeah.
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 Obviously.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. That is tough.
That is weird.
It is weird.
You're just going to ban one of the most popular apps.
I won't miss it because I don't use it, but I realize that so many people do. There are people their whole
Let's
living.
Let's ban them all for 6 months. Let's just all take a break.
It would not be the worst thing ever.
Just a full everybody takes a little social media break for 6 months.
I'm so close to just
see what happens.
Deactivating for a while. But baseball season's starting. You really can't. I did it during baseball season. It was tough. It was really tough to stay abreast.
I promise you can.
Huh?
I promise you can.
No, you can. You can. But from nothing, to be a host on a show, there's no way. It was so hard.
You get a lot of FOMO.
It wasn't really FOMO. I guess it was missing out on news and stuff. But, it was good for my mental health. That's for sure. And, I worry about my kids moving forward, TikTok and things like that. But, we'll see. If it's not them, it's going to be something else.
Instagram Reels.
Yeah, Instagram Reels.
Which are not great.
Not great.
Is that different than just Instagram?
Yes.
It's the Reels part of it.
The Reels part.
Right. My wife kills me every time because she goes, yeah, thanks for showing me this Instagram Reel. I saw it on TikTok 3 months ago.
Correct.
All right, we are done for the week.
Have a good weekend,
guys. Elston program, you as well. We got college football tonight. We will talk to you Monday morning at 6 a.m. for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.